This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The entire state of Missouri and a Texas county are considering defunding and closing libraries after federal judges ordered that banned books be returned to circulation. Missouri's Republican-led House of Representatives voted to cut all funding for libraries in the state's annual budget, an unprecedented move that has angered librarians and patrons across Missouri who rely on the facilities for everything from books to educational programming and internet access. Missouri's 160 library districts, especially in rural areas where services are not as robust, stridently oppose closing their libraries. The move comes after a recent lawsuit from the American Civil Liberties Union over a Missouri state law banning sexually explicit material from schools as justification for the cuts. Nearly 300 books have been removed from school libraries. The ACLU, along with the Missouri Association of School Librarians and the Missouri Library Association, successfully sued, and the judge ordered that the books that had been removed be restored to library and school library shelves. The trend is spreading. A small Texas county is weighing whether to shut down its public library system after a federal judge ruled that Llano County commissioners violated the Constitution by banning a dozen children's books and ordered that they be put back into circulation. The Llano County commissioners will hold a special meeting to decide whether to continue or cease operations altogether at the library. Conservative parents across the country have been pushing schools, school boards, and public libraries to pull books from their shelves, mostly books about LGBTQ issues, America's racist and slave history, sexual content, or other ideas that conservatives consider inappropriate. Conservatives also pressured school boards to shut down digital programs that allow students and other library patrons to download and read books on their smartphones, tablets, and laptops. Beginning at 8 a.m. Friday, April 21st, select roads in Yellowstone National Park will be open to vehicle traffic, weather permitting. Roads routinely open at this time of year and remain open until November 1st, when they close in preparation for the winter season. On Friday, the west entrance at West Yellowstone, Montana, and the road to Old Faithful via Madison Junction will open to vehicle traffic. The north entrance at Mammoth Hot Springs and the road to Old Faithful via the Norris Junction and Madison Junction will be open, and the road from Norris Junction to Canyon Village will open. Additional park roads will open throughout May, weather permitting. The park's north entrance, Gardner, and northeast entrance at Silvergate and Cook City are open to all traffic with no restrictions. Both road corridors have been repaired after last year's historic flood events. Yellowstone National Park cautions early season visitors that due to a severe winter of above average snowpack and long stretches of very cold temperatures, wildlife such as bison, elk, and moose are stressed and weak. Bison and elk often use roads as travel corridors when the snow is deep, and higher than usual snow banks this year prevented them from easily moving off the road. Visitors must stay at least 100 yards away from bears and wolves and 25 yards away from all other wildlife. When bears emerge from hibernation, they look for food and often feed on elk and bison that died over the winter. Bears can react aggressively to encounters with people when feeding on carcasses. Visitors must stay alert, carry bear spray, and know how to use it. $100,000 worth of dimes was stolen from a truck in a Philadelphia parking lot. The truck was hauling $750,000 in coins from the U.S. Mint. Someone broke into a trailer carrying the dimes, a crime that was discovered last Thursday, with coins scattered on the ground. The truck driver had picked up the coins from the U.S. Mint and was parked in a Walmart parking lot overnight. The truck was bound for Florida. The driver lives nearby and parked the truck overnight to leave in the morning, a practice that is not unusual. The thief or thieves used bolt cutters to break into the truck, which had the dimes in bags on pallets. The trailer was unmarked. There's been a rash of cargo thefts in northeastern and southern Philadelphia recently, with people stealing truck cargo, including everything from lamb and chicken to televisions and alcohol. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.